show, head over to Memphis, talk to my man Anthony Sane, allgrizzlies.com, the Grizzly SI page. Anthony, what's good, my brother?
Man, I'm good, bro. How y'all been, man?
Man, trying to deal with this pandemic, bro. Our governor dumb as hell. No mask mandate, so we trying to survive over here, bro.
Yes, sir. Trying to do the same here in Memphis, man.
No doubt, bro. First, let me ask you, how do the Grizz feel about the NBA's restart with the rule if you're within four games of the eighth seed and you can out compete for a play-in? And the Grizzlies, to me, are in a position to get shafted because I think this was made to get Zion some run on TV, to be honest with you, my brother.
Well, yeah, they've got several reasons why they say they're doing it. You know, of course, they have the TV contract and playing those eight games. Because, you know, the guys wouldn't get paid if they just went straight to the playoffs. They'd be basically playing for free. So those eight games are what they're really getting – those eight regular season games are really what they're getting paid for. They get paid a little differently when it comes down to the playoffs. They're not getting their regular salary checks or whatever. But, you know, if you talk to the players, you talk to Coach Taylor Jenkins, they're being super professional about it. But you could just tell that you have to feel a way, man. You know what I mean? These guys were a team that was predicted to be one of the worst teams in the league this year. They severely overachieved this year. And now they're in the AC. They've been in the AC for a while this season. Teams like Portland, New Orleans, underachieved in my opinion. Especially a team like Portland, who was in the Western Conference Finals last year, and now they're eight games under 500. I don't see why anyone should feel sorry for them or whatever. I think they've underachieved severely the whole season. The Pelicans as well, and now the Grizzlies find themselves having to gain a spot that they've been sitting in for not the whole year before, a nice chunk of the season. I'm sure that they feel a way about it, but like I said, they've been professional. Even professional beyond their years, man. This Grizzlies team is very young. One of the youngest teams in the NBA. If they make the playoffs, they would be the youngest team to make the playoffs since the Oklahoma City Thunder team back when Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook were there, when they were a very young team as well. But like I said, I personally don't like it. But, man, I just think this team is cut out for it, man. I think they're locked in, they're focused. Every time we talk to them down in Orlando, they look like they're just ready to take care of business and go on the court and prove that that was wrong.
And the schedule to me, bro, is like, man, look, I'm seeing the Blazers, the Spurs, the Pelicans, the Jazz, the Thunder, the Raptors, and Bucks. They can pretty much kill the competition in the first few games there, but then you got to, on the back end of that, those tough Eastern teams you got to play. So how are you feeling about the schedule with the Grizzlies playing them eight games and how you're looking for them? I feel like they have to really kill those first three games out there to really stamp their competition and keep them out from that four-game buffer from them.
This is the way I look at it, man. I'm really optimistic about the Grizzlies' schedule. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, they got Toronto, they got Boston, Milwaukee, all the last three games of the season. Man, those teams don't have anything to play for. And we're talking about playing in a pandemic. This is a totally different situation than even a regular season game where they still wouldn't have anything to play for. But I think those teams that have their position set in the East, they're not going out there trying to beat the Grizzlies. They're going to go out there, warm up a little bit, just keep their guys loose. And those are probably going to be give-me games when it all comes down to it. I'm sure they're going to try to rest their stars against us. I don't really think those games are going to matter at all. Those should be very winnable games for the Grizzlies. Those games in the beginning, San Antonio Spurs, they already were down LaMarcus Aldridge, and they had another player out. I can't remember who it was. Another their power forward. I see his face. Can't think of his name right now. He's going to be out for the rest of the season. So, I think those games, like you said, against Portland, against New Orleans, if the Grizzlies can win those two games, really sets the tone for the rest of the eight seeding game.
Most definitely. And how's the team health-wise? We last talked, Jaren was hurt, some guys were hurt on the roster. So where are the Grizzlies right now health-wise? And what Coach Jenkins talked about for us, the rotations, for roster and everybody being healthy.
Coach Jenkins isn't saying anything in particular about the rotations, but just observing the team and just looking at practice video, they put some, you know, kind of montage videos together, practice and things like that, and just talking to the guys. They're 100% healthy. They have 15 available guys ready for their roster who are all healthy, in shape, ready to go. Justice Winslow, who we haven't seen yet at all, he's ready to go. He's in shape. He's going to be out there making his debut in Orlando, as well as Jaren Jackson, Brandon Clark, and also Grayson Allen. Grayson Allen was out for a lot this year, but he's ready to go. He's returning from his injury. I showed a clip of him getting some dunks in practice. John Morant picked up 12 pounds over the break. of pure muscle. Yeah, man, that Grizzlies team, they're locked in. They're ready to go.
Seems like the Grizzlies got a quote-unquote, through the pandemic, a free offseason pretty much with their young guys to get better, grow, and I feel like this is really going to help them. Even if it don't help them this year, next year when the season starts in December, if there's a season, they'll be ready to go from this right here.
Yeah, I definitely agree, man. This team has already done enough. They've done so much already this season. This is all just bonus play. I don't think they think that way. I think they're locked in and determined to make that eight seed. And I'm not going to predict the upset against the Lakers, but, you know, the Lakers' backcourt is starting to diminish. They've already lost Rajon Rondo and Avery Bradley due to injury and also Avery Bradley's personal decision not to play in Orlando. But when you got to guard John Morant, you know, four, five, six, seven games, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a tough haul for the Lakers. I can see the Grizzlies possibly getting the game from them if the Grizzlies are able to hold on to the eight seed.
Most definitely, and without being a home court advantage at Staples Center, and they can get two games because you're both playing on a neutral court with no fans.
Right.
So that dynamic right there, Anthony, I think is going to make the playoffs be really interesting because without the home court advantage there, you just got you playing basketball on the hardwood. It's just basketball, nothing extra. It's going to be real interesting this come season, come playoff time after the seeding
games.
I totally
agree. I'm looking forward to hearing some trash talk on the court too, man, in full HD, hopefully.
Most definitely. Most definitely. You know, I'm saying, bro, like, you've got to be – it's going to be great, man. And now, for the Grizzlies, how were they for us COVID testing? I'm keeping up with the reports about who tested positive. So how are the Grizzlies been for us, the COVID testing, guys testing positive and being safe with the virus as they ramped up for this trip to the bubble in Orlando?
That's an interesting thing, man. Not to really gauge, you know, how focused someone is on whether or not they have COVID-19, but it's kind of odd because this Wizards team is, like I said, it's one of the youngest teams in the league. And you would think these are the guys that be out, wilding out, you know, have to tell them to do this and breaking quarantine. And there hasn't been anything, no issues, no disciplinary issues as far as breaking quarantine, no cases of COVID-19 the whole time, ever since from March 10th, when March 11th, I'm sorry, when the league was suspended. Up until now, no cases of any Grizzlies players having COVID-19. So, you know, like you, I said that you can't mark maturity by that or being focused on that, but they're doing what they have to do to stay on the court, man. And that's going to be crucial in Orlando with being the type of situation they're playing in.
Now, what have the guys said about the bubble in your Zoom immediate availabilities with the team down in Orlando? What have the guys said about the bubble being down there and experience so far?
There's some interesting quotes that came out from the bubble, man. John Morant asked John, what does he think about the bubble? And John was like, you know, the bubble's fine. He's like, I'm not a silver spoon guy. I'm more of a ramen noodle guy. So that quote kind of took off in Memphis when John said that, just kind of speaking to John's humility and just his nature that really vibes with the city of Memphis and just the South in general. And then Gorgui Jane, one of our veteran players, native of Senegal, he spoke about the conditions, and he said, well, the bubble's probably safer than anywhere in America right now. And that kind of got some attention yesterday as well. So the guys, they're fine. They're younger guys. They're used to an AAU-type environment. So they're ready to go.
And what have they been saying about the Black Lives Matter movement and social justice movement? Because I know guys will get to put messages on their jerseys for the first few seeding games down there. So what have the guys been saying about the George Floyd protest and Breonna Taylor and everybody who's now aware of what you and I already know as black men? Things ain't what it should be for us all out here.
Some of the guys have voiced what they're going to wear on their uniform. I know that Gorgui Jane said he's going to wear Black Lives Matter on the back of his. And I think Anthony Tolliver said he's going to wear something. I can't remember the specific phrase that he used, but it's one about supporting black business, black infrastructure, black neighborhoods, group something. I can't remember what he said it's called. All the guys seem to be really passionate about it, especially guys like Justice Winslow, who was out on the front lines doing things, as well as Tyus Jones. They've been very vocal about it. Jaren Jackson as well. John Moran, of course, after the removal of the statue in Murray, where he went to college at. So these bunch of young, awake guys down with that Grizzlies team. And I'm looking forward to whatever they decide to do as a team or as individuals.
Now, we're going to take it back real fast here. You know, we talked about this when I came on the show last in February here. I feel like this, Anthony, the Hawks should model what the Grizzlies are doing. because we are way behind you all for this rebuild. So I rebuild by the same time, we're way behind. Your young guys ahead of our young guy for sure, on both sides of the court. So I would hope to see that our team will model what you guys have done in Memphis, because I feel like they've rebuilt and retooled on the fly the right way and not went so young that you can't have some vets around that can actually contribute and not just be there as figureheads per se.
Right. I like some of the things Atlanta's doing. It seems like they tried to pattern themselves after maybe the Golden State Warriors, something like the Golden State Warriors light or whatever. And I don't know if that was the best move for them to do. I think they should have just got the best players available, because that's what Golden State did. They didn't really have a plan of action of what they wanted to do. They just so happened to draft two of the best shooters of all time, and that happened to be that looked like what the plan was. But, you know, I think Atlanta should have just got the best players available. It seems like they were just trying to make a mini Golden State team. But, you know, lightning doesn't always strike twice, man. Sometimes you just got to get the best players available.
Yeah,
I think that's what the Grizzlies are doing. I think that's what the Grizzlies are doing. They went and got Brandon Clark. They just chased after him because they knew he was a talent that was falling in the draft, and they went after him. And they got Brandon, and they just made it fit. And I think that's something that the Hawks should consider as well. Shout out to you guys' arena down there, too, man. I went to the arena since they rebuilt it. You guys have an awesome arena down there.
Oh, the arena's nice was never filled up, though.
It looks like it's very untouched. I don't know. It looks like a lot of stuff never knocked the dust off of the thing.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah, last one I got for you, bro, is this. I'm scared for Lloyd Pierce, man. Year three, last guaranteed year on his deal, team option after next year. Trae Young does not want him in Atlanta. He hates to be held accountable for his lack of defense. I feel like Lloyd Pierce is the perfect guy for the organization, but Trae Young's going to end up getting him fired or not retained after next year. If that's what the Hawks don't make to make the playoffs come next year as well. I'm scared for Lloyd. He's a great guy. I feel like that Trae has it out for him because he holds him accountable for not playing defense.
Here's the thing, man. Lloyd Pierce is a guy that came to Memphis. He was here, I think, during the Lionel Hollins era. He was here. He was here back in the day. So, with that being said, you know, he's a defensive guy. But Lloyd's got to remember, man, this is a players' league. After Lloyd Pierce is gone, whether that's next year, 5 years from now, the Atlanta Hawks are going to be remembered for Trae Young. What happened with the Trae Young draft? That's what Atlanta's going to be known for. So, what he has to do, he has to adjust to his player. He has to adjust to his superstar. James Harden is one of the best scorers in the NBA. He probably never will be a good defender. But Houston's not going to, you know, keep a coach and get rid of James Harden. You know what I mean? So, what Atlanta has to do, which goes back to drafting, you have to build a roster around Trae Young. You can't go get your shooting guard who's, you know, a shooter who doesn't play defense. You have to go get, you know, a reliable, maybe 3-and-D guy who can defend and knock down a three-pointer occasion. I think they were so busy trying to be this, you know, Warriors light team, like I talked about. I don't think they built their roster right around Trae Young. You've got to get guys that can hide your weaknesses, especially when you have a guy with the talent of Trae Young.
Oh, devil. Anthony, man, thank you for your time today, my brother. Hope you and your kids stay safe in Memphis, man. Hope to see you can have a season next year where we can travel, hopefully.
Yeah, we got to get some kind of game going on, man. We need this vaccine to come on.
Yes, you better believe it, bro. Hey, thanks for your time, brother. Have a good one, man.
Yes, sir. All right, man.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Till the tears run down from my eyes, Lord, somebody, ooh, somebody, can anybody find me somebody to love?
Alexa, play hits from Queen.
Okay.
Somebody to love.
Somebody. With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
All right, for the Boss Man Show, time for my man to join me from Memphis, Jesse Smith, bruh. High life over there now in 901 today, man.
Hey, it's hot. Man, the heat index is like 103 degrees today, man. So it's a hot one up there, man.
Bruh, before we get to the segment today, how long with the battles about kids going to school in Memphis? I know you got to have a young son or daughter there, so what are you hearing about that, man, for us, the school kids going to school in Memphis, man?
Man, you know, right now, they're kind of leaving it up to the parents. You know, if you want to keep your kids home and online learning, you can do that. Or if you want to send them to school, it's a deadline, man. They're coming up in a few days where we have to decide on, you know, what we're going to do with the kids, man. My kids are staying home. I don't trust the school system. The school system's ability to keep them safe. So they're gonna be at home this semester.
Man, no doubt. Most definitely. Well, bruh, stay in Tennessee, man. Derrick Henry got him a contract today. 4 years, $50 million, bruh. He's going to get for this season coming up. He's going to get for $3 million guaranteed, $12 million signing bonus. Next year fully guaranteed, $10.5 million. In 2022, $12 million. In 2023, $12.5 million. So he's guaranteed $25.5 million over 2 years, which is 2.66 more than what he got on the franchise tag. So how you liking Derrick Henry's contract and him being in Tennessee for at least 2 more years guaranteed?
I like it. You know, I think at this point in his career, he deserves it. He, like I said, leading rusher last year, led the league in rushing touchdowns. We had, 14, if I'm not mistaken, rushing touchdowns last year. He deserves it, man. You know, he's not got it. He's not like Ezekiel Elliott type where he's going to, you know, whine or complain about his contract or anything like that, man. He's going to go out there and he earned it, man. So he doesn't have to play on the franchise tag and got the extension, got the guaranteed money, you know, at the running back position. So I think it's a great deal. I think you're going to get, whenever the season does kick back off again, man, you're going to get, I think it's like a very similar season this upcoming season as he had last year. Man, I think Derrick Henry still has probably about a good 2 or 3 years, prime years left in him, man, because he came out with 2016 out of Alabama, man. So he's already, 4 years in. So going into year five, man, I think if he stays healthy, I think he could put up another, you know, close to 1,500 yard season again, man, over the next couple of seasons. And then, you know, of course, the eventual decline of all running backs.
I think that he will definitely get that 2022 year at $12 million, but 2023, a little bit skeptical about. I'm not sure he'll get there for a year at $12.5 million.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Not sure about that one. Another guy got a contract. Defensive end for the Chiefs, Chris Jones, JC, 4 years, $80 million, with $60 million functionally guaranteed. And those, the Chiefs' new thing is guarantee mechanisms in March. They're the same thing they did for Mahomes. Talked about that last week. So Chris Jones gets $16.2 million this year guaranteed, no signing bonus. 21.5 in 2021, 22.3 in 2022, and $20 million in 2023. Sounds like he gets the contract, 4 year deal, $80 million, 67 guaranteed, so 3 years pretty much in his pocket, and he can get back to the market before he turns 30.
Hey, I love it. Like I said, the Chiefs said, you know, hey, there's some money to go around. And man, they feel of opportunity here where they can possibly. Matter of fact, boss, I think the Chiefs, you heard it here first. I think the Chiefs can go three-peat, man. I think they're going to be the first team to three-peat in the Super Bowl era. I think they're going to do it, man.
You think so?
I got a crazy feeling. Like, we've gotten so close with other dynasties. You know, the Patriots having an opportunity, the Cowboys having an opportunity, the 49ers having an opportunity. I think the Chiefs are the dynasty of the 2020s. And they're going to, if they don't do it, they're going to come mighty close to it, man. But I got a feeling we're going to see a three-peat run here by Chiefs, man.
Okay. I can dig that.
You heard it here first, man.
Hey, JC calling it. He called it. He's claiming it right now, folks. It's for our church about that. He's claiming it already. He's in Mahomes, hey, he trusts.
They'll call me Negro Diamonds for nothing, man.
I hear that. So, bro, we got this social justice front. King Steels was a protest in front of the Kentucky Attorney General's house with a lot of different celebrities, got arrested, spent the night in jail, got arrested this morning. It's funny. Well, not funny, but he spent more time in jail than Breonna Taylor spent in jail. Him and all those people who protested yesterday. And, I mean, civil disobedience is a result of an overnight stay in jail, typically. And he hit him with felony charges. Really? Crazy, right?
I heard about that, man. Yeah, you know, they had, like, the Key Steels was out there. Shout out to those guys, man. Trey the Truth, you know, rapper from Houston, man. He was out there. Portia from Real Housewives of Atlanta. She was up there. And old Yandy from Love & Hip Hop. They all were out there and got arrested, man. The district attorney up there, Daniel Cameron, up there in Louisville, man. And he just, he's sitting on his hands right now and not willing to go ahead and bring forth charges. But what he has to understand, like, the outcry, you know, of the nation right now, man, is not going to stop until charges are brought against those officers, man, you know? So, like, closer, he still, man, a guy that's been at the forefront of social justice issues for the last few years now. Like I said, man, we need more like him. And like I said, man, keep Breonna Taylor's name out there, man. Call the district attorney in Louisville, man. Like, flood the phone lines. Do whatever you can, man, to charge the boy against those officers who murdered her.
Most definitely. And we're going to go off a little more WNBA story. Later, Don, who has Lyme disease, takes 64 pills a day, bro, and they told her that she cannot be medically exempt from playing in the WNBA bubble. If I don't know what high risk is, if you're taking 64 pills a day, I don't know what they doctors are thinking about in the WNBA, other than about the money.
Yeah, that's crazy. I know she is one of the biggest, maybe the biggest star in the WNBA when it comes down to marketability. But I knew about her issues. I didn't know that it was 64 pills she had to take. That's crazy, bro. If I was her, I wouldn't play in that situation, man. You know, it's not worth it. I hate to say it, but it's the WNBA, not the NBA. Of course, the WNBA matters, but ain't nobody really checking for the WNBA, man. Like, they really didn't have to come back. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could have waited to 2021 to play this season. Nobody was really checking for the WNBA anyway. But, that's a tough deal, man. I don't know if I was in her position if I could play under those conditions, man.
And the WNBA Atlanta Dream, WNBA Players Association Atlanta Dream want their owner, Senator Kelly Loeffler, to sell her shares of Atlanta Dream for her remarks about Black Lives Matter. It's funny how, as always, you can cheer us on when we're wearing your jersey. It's been your entertainment, but you don't care about us once the jerseys come off of our bodies. It's another sad but true story, and proving it once more. All is about entertainment value when it comes to us. We're just the entertainment, the dark entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like I said, it goes to show, you know, how much, they really care there when it all comes down to it, man. That lady, from my understanding, really has no business being the owner anyway. We know where her interest lies as far as social matters, you know, where she sides, man. So, you know, the onus is on her to step down at this point. The WNBA should, if they're worth anything at all, man, should make her go ahead and step down or sell her shares of the team there.
Let's move to the NBA bubble. Let's start here. Somehow, Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports and Shams Charania of The Athletic and Stadium reported that there have been NBA snitch hotlines receiving multiple tips, and sources say there's Chris Paul's behind it. Bro, if it's a novice tip line, how's it been leaked to Haynes and Charania, and how was it brought back to Chris Paul? I don't understand. So be an anonymous tip line. How are they getting enough information?
Uh, yeah, like you said, you know, I wouldn't put it past to Chris Paul or somebody petty like that. You know, Chris Paul, president of the Players Association, Chris Paul, who hasn't won a ring yet, you know, is angling, you know, for any opportunity he can get, you know, to get closer to a ring. I'm trying to think of other guys, like, they would be that petty. Like, if it is indeed true, that could possibly, you know, I think LeBron would do it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this tournament here that's set up is, you know, mainly for him, really, you know, for him to try to get his fourth ring. So, you know, I'm sure he's gung-ho, wants to do everything he can within the rules and maybe outside the rules also as far as snitching. Yeah, man, like those are a couple of guys. I could see like a Jimmy Butler being petty. Maybe like it's a guy he doesn't like on the team, maybe calling and dropping the dime. Like I can see a few guys down there snitching, man, hitting the hotline number up.
Most definitely. And Rashawn Holmes is quarantined 10 days because he got some Uber Eats. He came out of Uber Eats, like, bruh, like you can have somebody bring it in for you. Like,
yeah, like that, you know, they gonna learn today as far as the rules, man. They're not playing down there. It's strict. You can't cross the gun line. They got a gun line down there in Orlando, and you cross that gun line, man, it's gonna be problems.
And bro, a lot of them been out there fishing on the lake. I'm thinking about this. Chris Paul's gonna snitch on some dudes who get on the boat to go get them some in the lake. I'm telling you, he gonna sneak out to the lake on a boat to get them some to see back in. That's how you can do it. You can get out of the bubble by getting on the lake out there. So my Florida knowledge from knowing from being in Florida, I know the lay of the land. You get on a boat in the lake, you can go get some to get back to the bubble. But Chris Paul gonna tell them, or LeBron gonna do something. Somebody gonna snitch on somebody.
Somebody snitch, man. Somebody tell them.
You know, I was like, man, these dudes really out here is tripping, bro. Like, for real, for real. And another thing we have is, like, guys inside the bubble testing positive. Harrison Barnes, Monte Morris, the Nuggets, and Michael Beasley. So this is what concept kind of gets shaky, bro, because no guys traveled from their home markets, right? And, you know, practicing together, not really. You know, you can be negative today and positive tomorrow, right? So that's the issue, I think, beyond the Disney staff. If you get past this first initial period from where they're traveling from their home markets, you may be okay besides the Disney staff coming in every day. Maybe.
Right.
What's your thoughts, bro?
Man, like, it's uncharted territory. This is unprecedented. You're going to get more guys, you know, notably, you know, as far as big names. The other day, Russell Westbrook tested positive, man. Like, I'm not going to be surprised at all if you hear more big names, you know, in the days, the weeks to come, test positive. But my thing is, like, what happens? Like, you take a some other guys in the Western Conference right now. Like, maybe James Harden test positive, man, you know. Maybe somebody big for the Lakers, AD, or somebody test positive, like, you know, while the games are going on. Like what happens then, man? Does the whole team, you know what I'm saying, at that point have to quarantine? Like how does that really work, man? And the NBA doesn't really know. You know, I guess you pretty much, you know, just taking it, you know, case by case at this point, man. But like I said, this is going to be the craziest thing I think we've ever seen. It's going to be like the most surreal and weird thing that we're going to watch these, you know, great players out there playing in the playoffs and no fans. And, you know, I was watching the TBT tournament. I don't know if you had a chance to catch that the other day, Bob.
I did.
Where they played for $1 million, man. And, you know, it was just weird, man. Like, they're playing in, like, a convention center or something, man, like a convention center gym. And, you know, all you hear is just, you know, the players talking and the shoes squeaking. You know, it's different, man. It really is. I guess after a while you get used to it, but it's hard to imagine, you know, NBA playoffs going on and no home court advantage, no fans. You know, we're just out there, like, watching almost like AAU tournament pickup basketball or something. It's crazy, man.
Yes, it will be. Well, bro, tell people what you got for them this week. on Essentials AF Podcast and recap from last week's show if you got time.
Yeah, no doubt. Essential AF Podcast, man, the number one rated podcast in the Mid-South. I'm sure I'm making those numbers up, but damn it, we are going to be number one at some point in time. Oh, man. Last week, man, you know, we talked about Will and Jada, the entanglement. We talked about T.I. versus 50. We talked about Terry Crews. So, you know, coming up this week, man, you know, we got to get into some bigger stories coming up. You know, Nick Cannon, you know, being fired from Viacom, man. What's going to happen to him and, you know, and everything in regards to that. Man, so some other big stories we're going to talk about as well, man. So make sure you tune in. Check us out. You can catch us live on Facebook. Catch us live on YouTube. Hashtag Essential AF Podcast. Make sure you like and share. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel as well.
Bro, I got one bonus one for you. In the Boston Bone segment, we talked about a Florida story of a Florida woman threatening to shoot up her man because he broke up with her because she was going to bars, pool parties, and kickbacks. He broke up with her. She tried to shoot him at his apartment through the day, from the outside through the window. So what are your thoughts? I mean, my man wanted to live and not die. He just tried to kill him anyway.
Hey, man. You said Florida, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I don't know why Netflix has not come up with this yet. Boss, maybe me and you need to get together and develop this. Like, there needs to be a Netflix series, documentary called Florida Man. All right? And, you know, and basically you just kind of go and tell the stories. Maybe have, like, actors reenact the all the different news stories in the Boss Report, man, over the years of all the Florida incidents, man. I think that is a million-dollar idea, man. So,
yeah.
Boss, like, I want to give a producer credit, man.
Hey, that's a great idea because the Florida Man stories are one of a kind.
It really is. It is. Like, I'm surprised nobody has come to Netflix with this yet.
Hey, we need to get together and write this up.
I'm serious. Let's do it. I'm dead serious.
I'm with
man.
You.
Let's do it.
That's a great-ass idea. I'm with you. So we going to do
Let's
that.
Go.
We going to do that for Let's sure, bro. Go. Let's get that going. Well, folks, JC Sports Report, check out his podcast. Check out the Boss Report, BossMetro.com. Folks, we are out.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Till the tears run down from my eyes, Lord, somebody, ooh, somebody, can anybody find me somebody to love?
Alexa, play hits from Queen.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
All right, folks, been the Boss Man Show. I'm on the Boss Report with my man Bone. Bone, I hear that we got some fellas ruffled in the bubble, Bone, about, you know, our interview last week with Coach Van Gundy and our great segment in which certain individuals in the bubble don't like, Bone.
Yeah, for some reason, man. My man Bud, a.k.a. the biggest stan on earth. He's a stan of this show, man. He's like, and if you don't know what that means, Bud, look it up. You are a stan. You are a stalker. Why are you worrying about us when you got a job to do down in the bubble?
Exactly. Like, why is our little old stadium so important to you?
Yeah, man.
Like,
it's like that saying, man. Like coaches say, do your job. But what about your own job, man? Go warm up getting out coached again by Nick Nurse, man. Stop warming up.
Exactly. Because we're discussing Florida man news, not Wisconsin man news.
Right?
So, like, I don't get the correlation to why it's so important.
Yeah, I understand, like, if we're talking about the Buff news, or we're talking about Nick Nurse news, or talking about Bad Beard news, then yeah, then I would get it. But don't worry about us. Do your job.
Thank you. So with that, folks, been waiting on it. It's time for it. It's here. It's the Boss Report. First story is this bone. Florida man cannot get tested for COVID-19. He spears the lady at the testing site, and he cuts off his Johnson in response so I better get a test.
He hold it up as a trophy? I cut it off? When you tied with the teeth, that you held it up in pride? What's the point of that? To spear her is whack at first place, but then to cover your own self. To mutilate yourself to prove a point makes no point at all, folks.
It never does. It never does. Florida man teacher begs Florida man governor not to open schools, saying, quote, kids would die, teachers would die, blood would be on you in Donald Trump's hands.
A Florida man said that?
Yes, to the governor.
Florida anti-governor, anti-Trump?
Yes.
Wow, it's a new day right there. Because, you know, that's his people. That's his base, usually. So, wow, good for homies. You know what? Because there really no damn sense. Because they're going to say they're going to close gyms and they're going to close eateries, but they demand to open schools in the morning. It's like, come on, man. That makes no sense.
None at all. None at all. And get this. Florida man group, a good one, intelligently speaks out against Florida man education commissioner who works for Florida man governor and wants to open all costs, saying, quote, they some dumbasses, it's going to kill people. How about we kill them? Wow.
Damn. Well, he went a little extreme, killing everyone. That's kind of extreme. But what's going on here, boss man? Why are the last two reports making common sense? I thought it was a Florida man
these things. I was shocked, Bone. Could I try to show you this did there? Also people in Florida who have sense. Maybe.
I'm blown away that these last two posts have been about common sense and doing what's right. I need more Florida man news, man, of our usual stuff.
Well, here we go. Oh, Florida man in trouble because he may have infected Florida's top Republicans with coronavirus at a largely maskless Duval County event in Jacksonville.
Duval. Did we have a Jackson report last week?
We sure did.
Duval. You know, because nothing goes on down in Duval. So, I mean, you know, Jacksonville is one of the largest, corniest cities in America. No offense, Jacksonville, but, you know, I'm just calling how I see it. So, yeah, ain't nothing really going on in Duval. So, about time you have, you know, some excitement going on.
Exactly. Florida man arrested with a missing scalp. Oh, my God. Tries to rob truck driver. Gets tackled. Cuts off his penis and gets tied up until police arrive.
Now he has no scalp and no Johnson?
Yes!
First of all, how do you get no scalp? Like, how does that happen? How do you go about doing that?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Like, do you do it to himself? Because if I get like a cut on my face shaving, I'm like, that hurts. I can't imagine digging deep into your scalp and peeling back yourself, man. You make your own wig. That makes no sense, man.
Yeah, he had no scalp at all. Like, it looks scary. Looks scary. Oh, my God. Uh-oh. Our man's back. Florida man governor accused by the Grim Reaper on Miami Beach, the one known just as the Grim Reaper every week, of trying to kill children and ignoring doctor's advice at the behest of his boo thing, Donald Trump.
I'm always intrigued by the Reaper guy, because Reapers usually wear like those giant heavy cloaks and usually they're black. Like, you're already on the hot stand in the Florida sun. I'm intrigued. How good is this dude's stamina? Because first of all, you're going to be out there in the heat, out in the Rona area with all that frost on you, right? You're out there in the midst of Rona. You're down, down there by ground zero. So I wonder how Reaper's still alive, man.
I don't know. I guess he's blessed, but my man, the real Reaper probably come to see you in your all black cloak.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. Oh, here we go. Florida man arrested after exposing himself to a woman, drinking coffee at her condo. She doesn't respond to his offer to top him off. He cuts his Johnson off.
So he's saying, like, you don't want it, I don't want it either.
Yeah.
Right, my face, sure. I'll show her. I'll show her. If you want my penis, I'm going to cut it off. And I'm going to hold up the trophy. Like, but, did they get it, like, stuffed and put it on a mantle? Like, what's the point of this?
Okay, that's my point about Florida, man. Why are you carrying instruments in your pocket that can cut off your own Johnson at all times?
Yeah. And how high are you to do it? Well, because the first incision must feel like death. So to carry on and continue with the task, a hand, literally a hand, that must be, come on, man, that must be hurtful. You gotta be high, sky high.
This thought scares me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness gracious. Naked, sweating Ocala, Florida man. Nabbed on DUI charge after running stop sign on a riding mower.
Of course. But I wasn't even thinking he was going to be in a car. I knew off the bat this dude's not going to be in the car. I knew from jump he's going to be on a lawnmower, some old John Deere instrument. I knew it. I didn't have to hear the whole thing. He said, naked man in the middle of the street. I knew he was already on a lawnmower. That's perfect.
Oh, goodness gracious. Florida woman calls black woman a good little slave over wearing a mask.
Yeah, I heard about that, man. I actually saw the headline, and I just skipped through it because I didn't want to get angry anymore, man. Because I know sister had great restraint, man. Let me just tell you, she had great restraint because old Karen would have been put on her teacher, man.
Exactly. Get this. Florida man lights Catholic church on fire with parishioners inside because the priest tried to touch his girlfriend.
The priest probably saw a nice round one, right? That's usually how it happens, right? Priest saw a nice round one, wanted to touch it, right?
Mm-hmm, probably.
Man of God. He's a good God. He saw that, probably. That usually happens in a Walmart, so happening now in the temples and of worship, man, these cats don't play around when it's a nice big round one.
Exactly. Florida man banned from Publix after highly irate confrontation over needing to wear a mask in the sub line and the deli.
Like I said last week, man, let's just keep going like a cartoon, yo, and get those giant saws like Bugs Bunny at Acme and just saw off this state. Y'all are dying by the bunches every day because of no masks, and y'all continue to fight this saying, it's my country, it's America, I don't need a mask. Well, fool, when your chest starts to get all clogged up and you start having trouble breathing, you're going to be begging for that mask, man. Y'all some fools.
Exactly. Florida man and three sons sold a toxic solution of tens of thousands of people as a cure for COVID-19. Says, quote, this was happening out.
Is that what they? Is that the Trump cocktail?
I think it is.
They concocted it. You know what? Natural selection for all you fools who want to drink chlorine and drink bleach and think of the cure. By all means, I mean, I'm not saying to do it, but if you want to do it, if you're that dumb enough to do it, then by all means, natural selection. Let's weed y'all fools out.
Oh my God. Florida men arrested after driving car into occupied church, setting on fire, leading cops on a high speed chase while naked listening to Keith Sweat.
Oh. So he's of our ilk?
No, he's not. He's Latino.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of adjacent. I mean, because I heard Keith Sweat and I immediately thought he's of our ilk. Because I don't know anyone that's not of our ilk that's listening to Keith Sweat like that. But okay, listening to Keith Sweat, drive that car for church. I mean, that's like a Tuesday in Florida, right? I mean, that's just a normal day, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Man, oh, man. Ooh-wee. Florida man arrested on charge of using coronavirus aid for Medicare fraud, totaling over $5 million, and buying porno at the porn dealership called the Florida Porno Express.
You tried to buy porn?
Yes. He tried to buy the whole porn store.
Thank you. So he's like committing, like, he's committing. So he stole money to buy porn?
Yes.
Don't these fools know that porn's free now? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I heard the grapevine that pornography is free now these days. So, so what's the point of committing larceny and then. I don't make no sense, man.
Oh my god. Oh, this story is funny. Florida man hospitalized after a non-frozen iguana runs into the bike causing a crash.
It's a lie. You fools don't know yet. I'm up here in Jersey. Even I know that those things are not dead, dead. They're in a dormant state. They're sleeping. They are not dead, suckers. Y'all don't get it yet?
They don't. They don't. Oh my God, this story is it's pathetic. Florida man, stone cold stuns volunteers asking for COVID aid for their nursing home.
Are you stunning old folks?
They were young volunteers. He stone cold stunned them saying they were faking, they were weenies, and it was a hoax.
His fighting question is a stone cold stunner, huh? That was the weapon of choice. It wasn't throw the hands up. It was just kick a dude in the belly and then get a stone cold stunner, huh?
Exactly. I'm trying to raise money for COVID-19 relief for nursing home. Like, seriously, dude?
Yeah. Yeah. That man, he had it on meth, man. He was on meth and he thought he was at WrestleMania and he was fighting The Rock and he's like, you know, I'm going to get that guy a stone cold stunner.
Oh my God. Uh-oh. Florida man arrested the Pedigree Uber Eats driver who did not leave his order where he told him to leave it in the Uber Eats app.
Where do you want the food? What do you want? On the porch? Or something? Or a back door? Well, I don't know.
The back door, but he put it on the front door.
So that deserves a Pedigree?
Yes, obviously.
I want to know how weak was this Uber Eats driver, man, because the Pedigree is an intricate kind of move where you got to kick the guy in the belly, then get his arms, you know, behind his back. So it's just a lot of strength and power to get that move put on somebody. So how weak was this Uber Eats driver, man? That's on him.
Very, very weak. Oh, my goodness. This is one of our ill bones. Florida woman arrested after smuggling cocaine in her box on a flight. From Orlando to Miami. Why could you just drive it? You just drove that, lady.
Yeah. First of all, yeah, you're right about that. And that's one expensive box. Plus that's a lot of dollars up there, man.
Jesus. that was a drive.
Why can't you just drive? Yeah, I don't understand that. I'm not telling anyone how to do their job, but I would think driving is a little easier, more convenient.
Yes. Florida man convinces town mayor to let him spray the town with hydrogen peroxide to kill COVID-19. And he also let him spray bleach as well. Who did that sound like, Bone?
Yeah. He must have been watching the commercial late at night and saw the Trump ad come up. Hydrogen peroxide and bleach near you. Just spray this and we'll all be cured. Was he like one of those top duster planes, or he had a hose and just spray it? I want to know more about this.
He had one of them big old like a street sweeper almost, but the big boy was spraying out the peroxide and the bleach. He had peroxide and bleach right behind him.
I can just see this dude and those big old dump trucks on the Zamboni and just driving down the streets just spraying people. I can see it. That's so Florida.
Yes. This is also Florida. Florida man taking risk by singing and reading to relax gators during the pandemic. They're gators. They can't read or write. Why are you singing and reading to them?
So he's reading like a lullaby to alligators, I guess, to appease them, to soothe them. Because they say, like, you know, super savage beasts usually music, but I guess he should read like one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish to an alligator and it might actually appease the alligator, huh?
Yeah, he'll be eating real soon.
Yeah, cocaine's hell of a drug.
Idiot Florida man governor says we can open Home Depot, we can open schools too.
Yeah, because it makes total sense to, because Home Depot's open, you can have your young children, you know, who aren't as strong as far as immune systems go into a school where the germs are all in the air. It makes sense, you know what, because kids never cough and sneeze each other at all in school, never happens.
Exactly. Florida man and Miami cop arrested and charged for tasing a pregnant woman on her stomach and lying on the police report about it, saying she attacked him.
She attacked them. They said that a pregnant woman attacked them.
Mm-hmm.
So their only recourse was to tase on the belly, right?
Yes.
So what is the pregnant woman, and what ilk is she?
Ours.
Of course. And the officer, the coward, is what?
Not us.
Yeah, of course. Because you know what? Nothing scarier than a pregnant sister, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Cowards out here, man.
Yes. Naked fleeing Florida man arrested and tased after a bedroom brawl with girlfriend ended and him hitting her with a rock bottom because she wouldn't top him off.
So do you think, like, by getting a rock bottom that she would acquiesce? You know what? I'm going to do this for you because that rock bottom is so good. I love me. What is your end game, brother? If you're going to rock bottom a woman, you got to call him back in seconds, man. That's a wrap for you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. These people in Florida. My goodness gracious. And final story today, Bone, is this. Florida man arrested after breaking into home with a steel chair and bat, trying to get his girlfriend and baby back after being caught cheating with a woman off Instagram in a stolen truck.
He broke into the house with a steel chair and a bat?
Yes, it's to get his baby and girlfriend back after she called him missing with an Instagram woman in a stolen truck.
So you got Instagram, man. You got to stay off that, people. And then no joke, man. There's no place to be for young, horny men after they get caught up, man. But he walked in the house with a steel chair and a bat like he was going through a hardcore holly match.
Exactly. I'll tell you what.
You don't know hardcore?
Yes, I remember. Florida men are very interesting, I see.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Well, you know that your boy, Capito, ruled it wrestling as, like, essential business down in Florida. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, the COVID-idiot governor, yeah. Yeah, because...
Yeah, they're wrestling.
So, these Florida men must watch Raw and SmackDown every week.
Oh, they watch it. They DVR it. You kidding me? They DVR it. They watch it. And they watch that wrestling. It's real to me, still, brother. It's real to me. Oh, yeah. They're still watching that.
Because, I mean, think about it. We've heard the pedigree this week. A spear. A rock bottom. A steel chair and a bat. Like.
The stunners. Yeah, I mean, wrestling is probably the second biggest sport after football, right? I mean, it's like God, football, and wrestling down there, huh?
And NASCAR,
hey, of course.
And being naked and with iguanas, myths, and
being naked on a John Deere.
And cutting off your Johnson as well.
They should have that as a sport down in Florida, John Deere, a naked John Deere race. I ain't watching it, but I'm sure people would down there.
Yes. So, Bone, what are your thoughts on this sport, my brother?
Well, I like them to cut off their own junk out of spite to show the female that's not going to service them anymore. I'll show you. If you don't service me, I'm going to cut it off so that no one can have it. That always gets me. That always makes the whole sense to me in the most Florida way.
Yes. And you know, and of course, the women will be naked this week as well. Like, and today, Bone, for the first time probably ever, we've had two Florida men with sense.
Yeah, that was kind of a downer, though. That almost killed my high, because usually this is just equipped with all guys. It makes no sense. We had two gentlemen that it made sense, and it kind of killed my buzz at first.
Well, I won't do that to you next week, but I'll make sure we don't have any sensible Florida men at all anymore. I'll make sure of that.
Yeah, please, Florida man, just keep doing you. Don't make any sense, because you kind of ruined our segment that way. This is about Florida man nonsensical news, so you can't make sense on Florida man news. And I'm pretty sure that if I ever get on the beat of an NFL team again, I'm pretty sure that I'm banned in Jacksonville. I'm pretty sure I am.
Or Tampa, or Miami.
Yeah. Tampa, Jacksonville, Miami. I'm pretty sure I'm not banned from those cities. I'm probably banned from all the teams in Florida. I'm probably on the list. I'm getting banned.
And probably Green Bay, too, because of a certain guy with a beard who might try to keep you from Green Bay.
Yeah, the guy with the patchy beard, he'll probably call the Packers and have him block the gate. Probably so.
He'll try to get you banned, like he's gonna get me banned from Pfizer form as well. Like, really?
I mean, it's not his sport, it's not his team, but somehow, some way, he'll probably get me banned from from Lambeau Field. But you know what? I will bring the anti bud. I will bring Nick Nurse as my companion, and I'll get right in there. But it's just on him.
Yeah, because Nick Nurse doesn't choke. Other people I know.
Exactly. Nick Nurse is anti-bud, so I can get in with him.
And speaking of Nick Nurse, their team came to the bubble in a Black Lives Matter bus.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't happening in Milwaukee. That wasn't happening with that coach and that city. But that city is so segregated, it was not going to happen in that city.
So, most definitely. Well, folks, that's the Boss Report this week. Boss and Bone, check us out, BossManShow.com. And we're on YouTube now as well. We may have some more on YouTube down the road for you folks, but check us out. I love it. I love your commentary on the Boss Report. We keep it coming for you. We are out. And if you don't know, now you know.